Kings of Leon, Waste a Moment, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We're asking you guys for recommendations for our playlist we're putting together of big-voiced females that you don't hear on the radio anymore. I know, it's a snappy title. But there's loads of suggestions coming in. Dido, where the hell is she now? Lads, Tamsin Archer, boom.
Hang on, I don't think you can call Dido a big-voiced female. Like, she'd be a limp-voiced.
Dido was gonna... Hi, Dermot and Dave. A great big-voiced female is Alison Moyet, says Paula in Scaries. What about Kim Wilde? Big-voiced females, Katie Hopkins. No, how about Alison Moyet? And then someone, Johnny, says, lads, the queen of cheese, Belinda Carlisle. What a voice.
Oh, yeah. She was fantastic. Well, and what about Wilson Phillips? They're one of my favourite bands back in the day. Here's another big-voiced female. It's Maria.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Maria has got the telly for you.
I was really tempted to roar into Dermot's ear there. Call me a big-voiced female.
You're no Dido.
One of my favourite TV shows that's ever been ever is rumoured to be coming back in a new form.
Okay, so you played a little clip there about a second ago, which we all know is Gavin and Stacey.
Well, I don't know if Dermot knew that.
Do you know that?
I kind of guessed.
To be fair, it wasn't one of those moments that you go, oh, remember that bit where she says he's Welsh?
It's very funny though.
I never actually saw Gavin and Stacey.
I love Gavin.
It's James Corden.
James Corden.
In his early days.
What's his name? Matthew Horne.
Yeah.
And Larry Lamb.
There's actually somebody called Larry Lamb.
Yeah, he was in EastEnders and everything.
I thought that was a joke name. No. Larry Lamb.
Larry Lamb. He spells it with an E, so it's more serious. So Larry Lamb was talking to OK Magazine.
All right, we're getting it right from the horse's mouth, so.
He said, it's not coming back as a TV series, that's for sure. It may come back as a movie, and I don't know a member of the cast that would say no to it.
Okay.
Well, that's a bit more meaty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd go like a Gavin and Stacey movie,
wouldn't you? I would adore a Gavin and Stacey movie.
Yeah,
as long as James Corden is not given too much, you know, rein to go, I'm great. He has to be the same character, you know, because he's progressed as a human now. He has to be the same character that he was in the TV show.
I think it sounds like Larry Lamb had nothing to say to someone and said, oh, sure, who knows? It might come back. Will this get me headlines? Yeah, it will.
Don't ruin Maria's fun.
Sorry, Maria. Yeah.
Excitement. Sorry.
Anyway, it is on Netflix, Gavin and Stacey. So there, Dermot, you can go watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will do. I'm actually watching one of your recommendations, which is Ozark.
Amazing.
At the moment with, what's his name?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Laura Linney.
Great actor. And yeah, it's fantastic, that show.
I love it.
I watched one episode of it and I am hooked already. So I will definitely watch the other nine.
It definitely starts with a bang. I've just finished episode 9, so I've only one more episode. I saved it for Friday.
Oh, good woman.
I'm so cool. The Big Brother live final is on tonight at 9. On 3.
Right. Hey, Maria, I saw a trailer for the Celebrity Big Brother thing, which must be starting soon.
I was going to say, whatever. I don't care about Big Brother live final. That means they're going to evict all of these losers and bring in the celebrities.
Now Maria's talking. That's all she ever wants.
Hope they get the cleaners in first.
Yeah, I don't know if they have time.
I don't think Ray Shah was allowed in this time. Oh, gags, guys, from 2001 probably.
So it starts next week, but I'll tell you more about it on Monday.
Okay.
Who will be in it and all that kind of jazz. Channel 4 tonight at 10 o'clock. I told you about this before without seeing it first.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've seen it, I want to tell you, if you're feeling a bit pervy tonight and you want to watch something, Naked Attraction is on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock. This is the dating show where they described, before it was aired, they described it as you look at like pieces of a person's body and then you decide whether you want to date them or not.
Bit by bit, they're revealed from the floor up.
But I thought it just meant, oh, look at the forearms on him, you know.
Victorian Maria was like, well, I hope they don't show anything above the ankle. I couldn't possibly.
No, but they show everything. I mean, everything except their face. So two people that are on it tonight, I wish them luck.
Right.
But one is Kathy, who's looking to settle down and have kids. Good luck with that, Kathy.
Better way to find someone.
And also Adam, who's 24, hates online dating. Because obviously that's too superficial.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to put up pictures of your bits. You have to put up your face.
I don't understand about these shows or any of the kind of I've got an embarrassing illness shows is like you wouldn't show your embarrassing rash or whatever it is to the person you work with who you've got a relationship with, but yet you'll go on telly and get your foo-foo out or whatever and go, yeah, grand, have a look up there, look at that, yeah, check it out, look, zoom in real close and see the problem. I don't understand.
Dave, you've just invented the next generation of the show, which will be combining this dating show with embarrassing bodies, so when the thing goes up you see all these hideous deformities and rashes and growths and you go, ooh, look at that, I fancy number two.
I think I'll go with the warts, Sheila.
But you know what's worse about this show is that when the person that's in the six boxes and they're all revealed at the same time as the door comes up and reveals everything, but when they're not picked they have to walk from the box totally nudie boots right to the person and go, hey, yeah, so you could have had me, and they're like everyone's standing there naked except the presenter and they're just talking to each other. It's so weird.
Does the person get naked? The one person looking at the six?
Yeah. They're naked and all the contestants are naked. The only person that has clothes on is the presenter.
That's actually, he or she is like getting an easy ride. They should have to do it in the nip as well.
The cameramen are all naked as well. And the sound guy. That's not a boom in his hand.
Moving on. Love Island. If you're missing Love Island, Sunday, there's a reunion.
Already.
So it'll show you them leaving the island. It's all kind of behind the scenes kind of stuff.
Right.
So if you're a big Love Island fan, that's on 3E on Sunday at 9 o'clock. And then my movie of the week is tonight at 9, E4. It's a horror. I haven't picked a horror in a while. It's Sinister with Ethan Hawke. So he's a writer. He buys this house where loads of murders took place and he's writing a book on it, but his family don't know. And then all these creepy things start happening. I think it's quite good.
When's that on?
That's on tonight, 9 o'clock on E4.
Dave, the reason people go on embarrassing bodies is because they get treated for the illness for free straight away.
Yeah.
Still though.
But that's the thing with that show. It's always like, Tim hasn't had the courage to bring his awful toenails to the doctor because he's so embarrassed. But then he just walks onto television and does it.
And then he's known as Tim with the
Tim toenail.
Sorry, awful toenails is nothing compared to some of the things I've seen on embarrassing bodies. Oh, just zoom in there on my polyps.
That wasn't embarrassing. That was the Today FM Christmas party.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.